AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Federal officials have announced that Amtrak must immediately expand its use of a speed restriction system on Philadelphia's northbound rails. It was there a speeding train reached 106 miles per hour, flew off the tracks, and crashed, killing 8 people.
Southbound trains already use the automatic speed restriction system, which notifies the engineer when a train is above the speed limit and automatically applies the brakes if the engineer doesn't respond. The Railroad Administration has also ordered Amtrak to analyze curves in the corridor between Boston and Washington. I'm Violet Ekonomova.
Amtrak hopes to resume limited service between Philadelphia and New York on Monday, with full service expected the following day. A funeral was held on Saturday for the last of two Mississippi police officers who were shot to death a week ago during a traffic stop. Thousands of mourners and law enforcement officers from around the country paid their respects to 25-year-old officer LaCorey Tate. Pastor Dennis Johnson delivered the eulogy.
He always wanted to be a police. And he made all of us proud.
The bodies of six U.S. Marines and two Nepalese soldiers have been recovered from a helicopter crash in Nepal. Investigators say a Spring Branch, Texas man, his wife, and their two children died Saturday when the plane he was flying crashed shortly after takeoff. Spring Branch is about 30 miles north of San Antonio. And one person has been killed and another injured in a shooting near a water park in Kansas City, Missouri. This is AP Radio News. Strong storms, some including tornadoes, roared across the nation's midsection on Saturday. The director of emergency management in Altus, Oklahoma, says his city was spared damage, but not other communities in Jackson County.
Power lines were down at Elmer, and power was out at Elmer, Hess, and Hedrick.
Thunder, lightning, and rain failed to spook American Pharoah, who romped to the winner's circle in the Preakness Stakes, the second jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, which culminates in 3 weeks at the Belmont Stakes. Jockey Victor Espinosa hung on as the Kentucky Derby winner romped to a 7-length victory.
But it definitely changed a lot, and you know, sometimes, you know, do the right decisions for the best for the horse, and just... trying to bounce out of there and go for the lead. And they work out well.
Next stop, the Belmont Stakes. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.